Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, I'm Jackie Cation. You are about to listen to the Dork Forest. Let's give you the info about it. First of all, you know the websites. DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, if you like a determiner, JackieCation.com has everything. All of my podcasts, including videos of my stand-up schedule, merchandise you can purchase if you would like, and a lot more info than you possibly even need. Let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg sang and produced and composed that song at the beginning of the show. He sang with his wife, Sarah. It's very beautiful. At the end of the program, he sings his version of the Mexican Hat Dance. That's Mike Rickberg. Vilmos fixes JackieCation.com. He is the web designer over there. And Patrick Brady fixes the audio. And in this case, there's a video intro. Very exciting. Anyway, those are the websites. If you want to support the show, you're doing it already by listening to it or watching it. And another way is to tell your friends and family, go on iTunes, do a review. Another way is to just give me money. Yeah. You could go use the donate button. You can make it even monthly if you're okay with making things monthly. You do a PayPal monthly. There's a monthly choice on PayPal. The PayPal is a button on the Jackie Cation or the Dork Forest website, and it goes directly to me. Thank you very much. I will use it wisely or foolishly. Your call as well. Now, my email address, jackie@jackiecation.com, is where you can contact me if you have any questions or concerns and about the Dork Forest. And I do have a Venmo account. It's jackie-cation, oddly enough. Another way to support the show is on dorkforest.com and jackiecation.com. There's an Amazon link. And the Amazon link just takes you to Amazon. You order like normal, and it supports the show because you came from Jackie Cation or dorkforest.com. Very exciting. Other than that, there is a Bandcamp. You can, if you have listened to all the episodes that are free and you need more content, there are several live episodes that are at thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. And those cost me a couple of bucks, so I charge a couple of bucks. There's also a storytelling album there that you can listen to some stories that I did live. And there are 17 free episodes before the Dork Forest was pre-recorded. So the audio isn't very good, but the guests were super funny and fun and dorky. So if you want to do that, go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. Other than that, let's see if there are other things that I should be talking about. Possibly the merch. Yeah, if you want to buy merch. The only other thing I want to talk about is the merch. You can get Dork Forest t-shirts, and you can get stand-up comedy t-shirts. You can get my albums or my DVD over at jackiecation.com/merch. There's pins, there's a challenge coin, there's a bunch of new things happening over there. Anyway, a lot of information. I don't think I've missed anything, but who cares? Let's get into the show. Hi, Jackie Cation over here in my guest room. And Nori Davis, where are you? What is that?
I am in my room. I am over here at my pop's house in Yonkers, New York, chilling out.
Yonkers, New York, yeah. Waiting for the world to slow the fuck down.
I mean, to open back up or put some mask on so we can slow this shit down.
That'll be great. That'll be great. That's all like we're looking for.
That's it, man. It feels like America loves COVID and racism at the same time. It's like, come on, babe.
Right. How can we do pandemic and civil unrest? They don't go together. They just,
they don't.
You know, it's
but
very
America's
hard.
Like, it can.
Yeah. We're innovators.
Oh, God.
What we are is we're going to be independently assholes going forward.
Is this just another form to separate y'all? Have a problem? not easy. We love this.
I don't have any numbers, but I'm willing to speculate that the fuckwits who won't wear masks are probably the white supremacist fuckwits who won't treat people like stalks of meat with brains.
Exactly. Them and all of Florida, Texas, any country buck motherfucker. And
right.
There are even
people
in California.
There.
California too. You know, there's low-key liberals out there. Think anybody with money, anybody with a lot of money, just with, like, no.
Or no money at all and think that they deserve too. A lot of money.
Yes, so, that's true. They are out there also.
That's because I go to Central California once a week to visit my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of goofy-looking people not wearing masks. And you're like, "What? Hey, you're poor. What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on with you? Like, man, shit. They probably like, shit,
you don't even
I can't
have
be
insurance.
Both.
Yeah.
I can't be poor and black. Fuck, I gotta do one or the other. So I'm gonna get this virus, get me out of here, and not. And
oh my
that's
gosh.
Not what we want. We don't want that.
We don't want that. My brother Russ said to me, "Don't you wish you had just had it and then it'd be over?" And I was like, "That's not how." Anyway. No. Moving
exactly.
on, what
exactly.
are you watching on television? I say,
yeah, right. What the fuck is up with you?
Because
it's
wears
not like
masks.
You get it once and then you can't get it again.
It's not the fucking mumps you wear.
Exactly. And yeah, not chicken pox. We used to call it.
Anyway, so Nori Davis, we are talking,
yes.
and it's at Nori Davis, oddly enough, all the places, NoreDavis. And you are a comic. We have worked together. You
yes,
are
we have.
A quality comic, a comic that I enjoy watching.
And I am a fan of you. I'm just nerding out here. You was on Conan about 3-4 times, and I used to watch those sets, get inspiration from you. And
thank you.
Try to get my comedy late night sets together. And I think you were the one first comics I saw talking about dork stuff in their comedy and like nerd stuff, you know, and I like that.
I was breaking ground in 2003.
Yes, you were.
There's a pile of 32-year-old young men who are like, "I didn't know you could. I wanted to do stand up, but I didn't know I could talk about my NES." And I'm
right?
like, "Yeah, do whatever you need to do.
You could
brother.
Do whatever you want." Yeah, you especially, can... I mean, but especially that coming from like the black circuit, Chitlin circuit, you know, like it's very like you have to engage the audience and talk to them. And it's just like, you know, it feels good to like talk about things you love and then have them come to you, you know?
Yes.
And so, like I said, you was one of the comics that's like talking about nerd stuff. And I was just like, yeah, it can all be, you can talk about anything. You can talk about anything. Just make it funny. That's it. Just you know.
For the love of God, just write a punchline.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll come along. It's yes. okay. So, but Nori has a new album that you recorded on Zoom. Thank you, baby Jesus, that you're willing to do that live from the Comedy Trap House.
Live from the Comedy Trap House. Yes, that
Nori
was.
Is it on Amazon and all the things?
It's on all the things. Anything you listen to music on, it's there.
It's just, there, and it was
just
on
Googling
Zoom.
Nori Davis. Yep.
And was it live audience Zoom with the
yep,
with the
live
gallery
audience
and the whole?
Zoom.
And do you have the video out there too?
Yes, we're working on the video right now. So
it
definitely I just did it for the album, but my director, he wanted to capture it. Like in the studio that we did it in.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, no doubt. Hell yeah. So we're
that
editing
sounds like
it
a lot
now,
of work. Why don't you do
yeah,
that? Yeah,
exactly.
You knock yourself.
Go ahead, do it, buddy. You got it. And so yeah, we're working on that now, but that audio is out and that was my main focus always. Just I love that I can just go to the label. Hey, I have this idea for an album. And they're like, yes, fine, let's do it.
Blonde
and
medicine.
Get it done. You know,
one of the good new albums out there. That's Dominic Del Bene. So he is
nice.
A delight. Not am I right, Dominic Del Bene? Am I doing that right?
I don't know who's that.
That isn't. Then I'm wrong. who's Blonde Medicine?
Oh, Dominic. Yes, you are. I'm sorry. Dominic. Yes. I thought you were talking about another comedian.
I'm always saying the wrong name where I'm like, no. Is it Stan Dion? No, that's 800 Pound Gorilla. You're good, Jackie. You're good.
Yeah, I'm not good with names either. I'm just like so such
All you
worst.
Know is that you trust him because he's a good egg and you
That's
move
right. My boy Dominic. That's the homie right there. Yes, Blonde Medicine. Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, here's the funny thing. I just did an episode of The Dork Forest that I recorded yesterday, and there was some talk of sneakers. Your dorkdom is footwear. It is the sneakerhead.
Yes, it is the sneakerhead that I am of that.
You're okay. And this yesterday's comic, he has a name. He lives out east. His name is Jason Weems. He also has an Amazon. He has a new video out on Amazon. He's comic.
Oh, that's sick. Okay, cool.
Yeah. He was talking about how he will not spend more than $70 for shoes. And I was like,
what? $70?
Yeah. I was like, I'm even wearing $74 shoes, my friend. But he is the father of three. So yes. He's got a life to lead.
I feel that. I mean, I am the father of one. And there are some other men out there that are probably like, and mothers too, who have a lot of kids. But when it comes to your passion, man, there's no goddamn price on what you want.
What my dad likes to say is like, you just go find the money. And only once did I ask him how he found the money, and I regretted that.
Mine's the opposite. The money will come.
He had both of those. And then he would occasionally do weird shit for money.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
What is your brand? Is it Nike? Is it?
Yeah, it's definitely
Nike. Merrill's? No,
it's not the Merrill's. It's definitely Nike Air Jordan. You know, I'm 37. Okay. So I came up with, you know, my LeBron is my MJ. And everybody now with the Netflix doc about Jordan, everybody's catching up on his legacy and how he was just a huge impact. And I was a kid who just wanted all his sneakers, you know, growing up in the I Want to Be Like Mike era.
Right.
And I have a couple of Jordans that that I love that I had since a kid and still hold on to this day. Like the foam is breaking off the retro. Yes, they fit, but the bottoms don't stay on. So there's no, I just have them as like a piece. I have them in storage right now because I'm like in between moving.
Okay.
But a lot of my collection's in storage.
Okay.
And
diorama. You could make a
Yeah, right? That's true. I never thought about that. Yeah, I could do that. But I just have it on the windowsill. When I had my old apartment, I just had it on the windowsill. And I don't touch it because the foam would crinkle off.
Right.
They were the Retro 8s, the Aqua 8s. They were called the Retro 8s. They have two straps and the Aqua 8s, they are called.
Okay.
And two straps with the 23 in front. Very comfortable. Loved them as a kid.
Okay.
Size 8. And I have a new pair that I bought like probably a couple years ago, and they're just in the box, just in the collection. They're just there.
So are you on that? Because the very first sneakerhead I ever had was probably 10 years ago. Yeah. And I only retain probably three or four things from somebody's dorkdom.
Hey, okay.
And
I got you. I'm here to guide you, Jackie. I got
exactly.
you back.
So Sully McCullough, had an app or he was on some mailing list that would tell him when the shoes were coming out. Are you on that?
I mean, it's called Instagram now. You could just see, like, I follow Nike or I follow BR Kicks, and they would, and I get my feed, I'll see what sneakers are coming out. And I'm the type of sneakerhead who buys sneakers and wears them.
Okay.
I'm not really a collector. Like, everything I have, I wore once or I didn't even get to them yet.
Yep.
And I feel like that's how you get the most bang for your collection. It's like, don't just collect and look at it, like, wear it and feel it. And
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel it through my ancestors, man. You know, they're like, look, man, we've been running through these woods with no shoes on, man. So please get those finest Nikes, man. If I had those Nikes, I would have got away from that fucking dog. I love those kicks, Nori.
My husband collects these Hot Wheels, and he takes them out of the box.
See? Yeah. That's great.
And he doesn't need, he wants to see if they're good rollers.
Yep.
He wants to know how they work on a track. They work nice on a track. And
yes.
So that's what that is. You don't necessarily get to wearing all of the ones because you buy them because they're only available for a limited time.
They're available once they come out and then once they're gone. And there's a lot I have not got because of there's robots and there's hackers. So when a new release comes out, I have to wait and maybe get it. The sneakerhead's kind of disgusting now because there's this whole reseller market. So there's the reseller market where they just buy it. And then the value of the price is what you have to pay. So there's a couple of like exclusive kicks that I want that look good that I had to pay extra. And that's the economy for the reseller. It created a whole other economy
for some sort of weird black market.
Which is not even black. It's like, it's here. It's official. Right. Like
it's,
nobody's
official.
Policing it.
Yeah. Nobody's. Okay. So it's laissez-faire capitalism.
Exactly.
Happening.
It's a whole. Yeah. So it's called the resale market. And whatever is the popularity of that sneaker, they just they jack up the price. Like, there's these A4.
Yeah.
Let me see. All right. So the Travis Scotts that I did love, I got those.
Okay.
And retail, they were $110, $120.
Okay.
And right now they go for $1,150.
$1,100 and $50. Wait, not 50
no,
cents.
No, no, $1,150.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Over $1,000.
Over $1,000 for a pair of sneakers.
So you got to think about it. So motherfuckers making a G profit.
Yeah, yeah.
Off of
$100
sneakers.
Have you ever bought a pair where you tried them out and you were like, these are actually, they don't fit right?
Yep. Yep. Those
what a fucking drag. I'm so
yes,
sorry.
Those were the Retro 4 denims.
Okay.
And the denims, I had a different colorway, and the alternate colorway that came out, they just fit trash. I didn't like, they look bulky on my feet, and it's just like, that's where you kind of miss out on. But when
right.
you make that jump, you sacrifice that.
That's it. You're just like, no, I want this cool. And what makes them, and it's literally the design of the shoe. It's not the wear of the shoe. It's the two-tone colors, or it's the straps,
or
some
sneakerheads. We start from the shoe up. We start our fashion from the shoe up.
I got everything to match these shoes.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
It ain't about this top or these pants, baby. It's about these sneakers. So now,
the sneakers work, the rest of it will come together. You ever wear a Nike sneaker, Adidas top? You ever do that?
Oh my, that is against the law, Jackie.
That does
what are you
seem,
doing?
I know, it seems
it's,
like I'm
It's
I'm
funky.
Ruining.
It's kind of crisscross. I mean, I have done a different sneaker of Jordan, like a Retro 4 with a Retro 8, and that's just in the house. I didn't go outside with that.
Okay. Wait, are those two different shoes? You're wearing
two different shoes, yeah.
On
is that,
each
that was
foot?
You talking about, right? Yeah, on each
no,
foot.
No,
yeah.
I was talking about the pair of shoes that were made to be worn together. And then like an Adidas track pant.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, that's too much matching. No, that's too much. No, I mean, that's what the models do, but yeah, nah. Not really sneakerheads, though.
Okay.
We don't do that.
All right. You're like,
I guess,
all
can
Nike.
I talk for my people? I guess I'll talk for them. Fuck it.
Well, yeah, at least the sneakerheads in your circle. This is for
yes.
them.
Yes. Who relate to me, I am here for you.
Right. And if anybody wants to write in, feel free.
Because they are some diehard. Yeah, they'll probably be like, he said the Retro 4 is wrong. They're not the Aqua 8s. They're actually. Yeah.
I get those yes. emails, and I don't mind them. It's actually often very fascinating,
hey,
and I like
any,
to pass it on to the actual dork who cares about that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Any press is best is the great press.
That's it. So do you wear them? Okay. This is the other thing. I thought it was like there's famous sneakerheads too, right?
Oh,
who include it in their riders, you know, like the green M&M business. And I need, you know, I think it was the Ramones needed a case of Jack Daniels. There was some damn thing happening.
Wow. I did not. Go ahead. Continue.
But I thought it was some comic who was a sneakerhead who needed a new pair of sneakers for every show.
Wow.
And he was a theater guy. He did theaters.
Maybe I haven't heard of that. Is it like a?
It might have been Eddie Griffin.
Maybe I have no idea, but sounds kind of cool.
It's a really cool thing to do.
I do that myself, but that's just not my. I don't have a writer and all that. I just bring that shit myself.
Right, because so do you ever like? Cause, so there's two questions here. One, have you ever just brought your show shoes to the show, swap them out in the green room, go on stage?
Yes.
Take them off afterwards, go home like a person.
Yes. I would like the court to know that I said yes. And I do not plead the fifth. It's the opposite of pleading the fifth.
So you don't wear the coolest shoes that you're going to wear on stage. Because they could get all scuffed up, especially
exactly.
New York.
And
And
it depends on the show. Like if it's like a big headline show, then yeah, I will bring sneakers that I'm just wearing for the stage because I already had the outfit out that's going to go with it. So it's kind of like the first day of school. You know,
right.
It's so exciting. I mean, I guess that's where it comes from too. Like that nostalgia of like ironing your clothes and laying out your kicks, and you begged your mom all summer, like, please, can I have these sneakers? And she's like,
right.
All right, fine. I'll work extra shifts so you can fucking look fly.
Right.
The
exactly.
First day of school.
You get one decent outfit. I remember my stepmother going, you can have one decent outfit. The rest of the time you're going to look like an idiot. And I'm like, no, yep. I'm going to look like I'm wearing dirty clothes.
Yeah.
Is what I'm gonna look like.
Yes, exactly. I'm gonna be fly.
Yeah,
and it got to a point where me and my friends would share sneakers, but I think he was a size, I think he was like a size 8.5. And like in high school, I was like a 7. So I looked like Sideshow Bob. But nobody knew. I just wore baggy jeans. So it looked like
it all came together.
It was all a look.
You know, sometimes friends got to share things. You know, in the Lord of the Rings, they share pipes. That's what they do. They share because of pipe weed. And so when you're a child, sometimes, and girls, I mean, the cool thing is I never had anybody to share clothes with. I mean, my sister, but we both were fashion challenged. We were not. This is still, anyway.
Yeah. I love it. It looks great.
Sure.
So wait, your sister's like probably the opposite, like all girly and like dressy and stuff. Oh, no. Like, she's like
she's super butch.
Oh, really?
I'm the girly one.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah, I'm sorry I assumed wrong.
Oh, no. We have four older brothers, and she gets a GQ box every month, which is men's clothing.
Yes, of course.
Men's shoes. She is a lesbian, but, you know, she's actually in a monogamous relationship. It has been.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, I can totally relate. My brother, he's a trans man. So it was like during towards high school, like a lot of my shirts were starting to miss. I was missing a lot of my shorts. And, but like in high school, he was more butch. Yeah, he was the butch dyke woman. Is that word like inappropriate? I don't know. I gotta ask him. Yeah, probably is. All right, excuse me. Butch. He was definitely butch in high school. And then he transitioned in college. But I just remember a lot of my shirts missing.
Exactly. And so when I went to college, I had a lot of friends who were all sharing clothes, and I started getting like sort of a decent wardrobe from it.
Mm.
You know, did you just have the one friend that you shared shoes with?
No, it was three of us.
That's great.
I remember me, Will, Jeff. And Johnny. It's four of us. So Jeff was the one that was kind of like had much more money than us, and he would get the exclusive hookup. So he'll get like a pair of like J's, and it'll be in his size, like an 8.5. And Johnny and Will kind of are his size, and me, I wasn't. I was the small one. So I guess I would have it like the third day while he wore it. So it looked like to everybody in school, like, oh shit, they got the same kicks.
Yeah.
But like, no, we're just wearing one pair.
I fucking love that.
And there's no internet. You know what I'm saying? I think this is when I just had the Sidekick come out. You know what I'm saying? We just had texting and shit. Nobody's Googling if the sneakers are real. And we wore fakes. One time we wore a fake pair of Jordans that were the Retro 11s. Now, they're the patent leather ones.
Seen a picture of those. Yes.
Yes. They're like the Concords, like very popular. But the color was royal blue. Now, that never fucking officially ever came out, but we had royal blue patent leather 11s, and we thought we was the shit. Everybody was like, yo, y'all got we ain't never heard of those. We like, yeah, these exclusive, but they were from the Bronx and bootleg, so.
Right. But the thing is if they were really cool looking, especially if you're 13 or 15,
exactly.
I say, wear the cool, you know, it still looks cool. Everyone can still tell you're a fan of Michael Jordan.
Yeah. And we're coming from, and you got like think like geologically, like we're Yonkers, New York. So like anybody who's in Yonkers that shops in the Bronx is like so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like you got a car, you can get over there. Like
how'd you get over there?
Yeah, right. It's like you know, Jeff got a car. He got a car. You know, having a car in high school is like having $1 million.
Yes. and it was just kept together with like string and duct tape.
It was like probably the first Nissan Maxima ever.
So I'm 100 years old. It's 1979.
Love it.
I had 80. Was it 80? Might have been 80 because I think, no, 81. Because I had one date in high school. I socially not very good, as has been established.
Yes,
in my
I love that bit. I love that bit. Yes.
So I had one date. It was the night of homecoming. The day before homecoming, this guy, Kurt Arndt, who was a really big guy. But he sang like an angel.
Forget their name, your high school crush. You never forget their names.
Well, he was such a sweet guy. He's turned into like this super Trump fucked up. He's out of his goddamn mind right now. But he ended up marrying a girl from our high school who I think had cerebral palsy or whatever. They're a very sweet couple. Yes. He joined the Marines. But whatever. So we had one date. He asked me out the day before homecoming. And I said, Kurt, I don't have a dress for homecoming. He's like, no, we don't have to go to homecoming. We can just go to dinner. So I had never, point of this is that he had a car.
Yes.
And so he shows up and he had swapped out his steering wheel for a pole position steering wheel from the video game.
Really? So the two hand pole
tiny.
Position?
One.
Yeah.
It was just tiny. It was a tiny little circle. Yeah. Oh,
hilarious.
And I was like, it's the coolest thing ever. It wasn't. It seemed dangerous, quite honestly.
Yeah. No airbag, nothing. Huge stair column and that big old staring, the steering tube. That's hilarious.
I don't know what the hell it was actually. It was like a, who cares? Anyway. Yeah. So having a car and just making something junky, not like, cause you're a kid and you're like, you gotta make your own toys to some extent. Yeah. And now you're an adult man and you could afford how many shoes do you buy a year?
I can't really count. I never really counted.
Financially probably a good call.
Yeah, exactly. Financially, I definitely have been slowing down since the COVID, but there are some things out there like, you know what? The money will come back. Just like your dad said, it'll come back. I'll figure it out.
I can
die
money.
Tomorrow and I ain't buy these sneakers. I ain't wear them. You know what I'm saying? We not promised tomorrow. So, I'll say probably since this year I bought probably like four.
Okay.
Four. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Like really spread out.
Well, it's always interesting when I have someone who collects something that sort of hardcore on the show because it's people who listen who have other dorkdoms who spend their money on other things will hear you spent what on what?
But
hey man, you knit. You have a closet full of yarn and silk that costs you $20,000 over the last 10 years. So
stop
everybody,
judging.
Yeah, everybody's got this, got whatever. I did probably 12 years ago. I had a guy on who collected action figures. He spent $17,000 on an action figure. It was a prototype of a Gundam bad guy from Japan. That was the only one in the world.
Yeah.
And the only thing I was sad about is that he put it in a safety deposit box and he didn't just put it on his wall.
Yeah, no, that should be in his house.
That he
and
can
he can
stare
look at it all the time. Exactly.
Every minute.
Yes.
The look most how cool I paid, that is. Yeah.
Exactly. The most I paid for sneakers was I'll say $1,100.
Yeah.
And I wear it. I wear them. You know what I'm saying? I just make sure like when I get home, I clean them.
Right.
And I put them back in their bed and then they'll take a nap and I'll just let them sit there for like maybe a couple weeks or a month. And then
just sort of relax.
Relax. That's it. And then once you come back to them, like, oh, they brand new.
Look how beautiful these shoes are.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's the, but there's a lot of sneakers out there that cost a lot of money. Like even like the M&M Retro 4s, they're the purple ones. No, they're black. Those are like up there like in the 20Ks and...
Oh,
20K.
Wow.
There's a lot of those sneakers, like exclusive. Even like, the Kanye West Nike collab when he did his Yeezys, the Red Octobers, they are on my do want list.
Yes.
And I remember trying to get the Nike sneaker app and all that, but right now they go about $5,000. I think they go for $5,000.
Wow. It'd be $6,000. Nice to just have them and then put them on a shelf somewhere and yell at him every time he says something weird and say, hey, man, get some help.
You can yell at the shoes. I would wear them just like, just look at my sneakers. Remember this time? Just remember. Come back in the time machine. These are time machines.
He was lovely, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wasn't he great?
Was it great music? It was great music. That's all we need to focus on.
Yeah. And he lost his.
His mental health. Let's get off.
He's got
topic.
Mental health. Okay,
that's
fair
it.
Enough.
That's all it is.
That's
all.
It's
all
a
mental
shoes.
Issue. Mental health issue. But those are like $5,000 to $7,000. And it, you know, Jackie, how it is. Like with our dork shit, it has like I have to have like a huge ass gig. I got a roof over my head, and then it's just like, do I have this money just to throw away? Not even throw away. Like
not even throw away.
get the thing I want. Yeah.
Every time there's a windfall, you know, you're like, you know, I worked hard for this. I get to buy a trinket that
I deserve this.
I did it. I made a thing, right? I just did this video game thing that paid stupid money. I was like, what is happening? For real? And then I didn't believe it until the check came. And I was like, I could buy whatever I want. And then I was like, oh yeah, you did. You put a tiny little office on the garage.
Beautiful.
And plus, there's really nothing to spend money on right now, just because I'm sitting in my house. You know what I do? I buy really nice cuts of meat.
Do you? Wait, do you go to a butcher? If you go to a butcher, that's some ball of shit.
It's Whole Foods. Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. All right. I do
like to go up to the butcher and talk to the gentleman.
Yes,
I don't like
exactly.
I have an unsubstantiated belief that if you buy a whole chicken and cut it yourself, it's somehow more sanitary.
Ooh, I love that.
Just because it's been handled by less humans.
Exactly.
Or if you buy a whole chicken and make them cut it in front of you, it's better. Yeah. But have it buying like packaged chicken, I'm like, I'm sure it's fine.
The
FDA still seems to be existing.
And I just want to feel like I'm in 1875. Hello, butcher. I would love that piece of meat. I did that the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was in Atlanta with my brother, and he was like, yo, man, let's get some steak. So he took me to Whole Foods, and he was like, yo, pick out a ribeye. And I was just like, yes, I would love that meat right there.
Yeah,
it's just something so sophisticated and cool about it.
Yeah, it is. There's also an Argentinian butcher. They have a restaurant part, but they're mostly just a butcher shop.
Mm.
And Argentinians are nuts for cattle. And
nice.
So that's where
Cutting
I get that's where
up.
I get all that's where I get my beef.
I love
so,
that.
And you know what that is? That's some rich people shit is what that is. And I love
I love it. You got to treat yourself. I mean, it's not even rich people, because I remember my grandmother used to go to the chicken coop in the Bronx. And they still have those, like, in nice little Spanish communities. They do have, like, live chickens. You go in there, like, I want that one. They put them in the washing machine and they come out.
You just have to
feathers
find
gone
immigrants.
And
yes, you just have to find immigrants because they're still doing things correctly, quite honestly.
Of course, yes. They just transport their whole country right to this little section of New York.
Exactly. Well done, New York. Well done, Los Angeles. Well done, you know, middle of nowhere.
I love that. The BX. Yeah. Hell yeah. So, yes.
So anyway, the other question about, so sneakers, mm-hmm. there's no standardized. It's always... Do they tend to look the same from year to year? Because the design, it'd be nice if there was something like, is there anything crazy? Do they ever hook up with like, this is like, I saw a very cool pair of Adidas there were 4 minutes for me to buy them. I did not get them. They were Captain Marvel Adidas.
I have some Marvel Adidas because I did the Comic-Con and they gave me the Venom Adidas. Those.
Oh, wow.
They gave them to me. They were cool. They were all right.
Yeah.
They were cool. I just think they sometimes they play so much on the character. And like they drench it with them. But I mean, it's not for me. It's for, you know, Venom people.
right. If you're into Venom, the Adidas ones, they were actually pretty subtle, and it was just essentially a star field.
Ah,
it was blue and white twinkle stars all
okay.
over it, with a little bit of the. I think it had a little bit of the yellow. When Captain Marvel came out, I went a little bananas. I bought a windbreaker.
Hey.
I bought a leather jacket. Somebody gave me a fanny pack and a clutch.
That was the white woman's time. And I am not mad at that. Enjoy that. Hell yeah.
Representation matters, Nori.
Huh?
Representation matters. And,
that's what I'm saying, my nigga. You good, baby. Get your Ms. Marvel on.
Not Ms. Marvel.
Come
Captain
on.
Marvel.
Captain Marvel on.
Ms.
Marvel is another character. That's right. Yes.
I know that character. And that representation is pretty awesome, too.
I had my Black Panther moment. I had all my dashikis and my shields and, you know.
Oh, sure. Walking around with your arms crossed sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? Had my black sneakers. We good, baby. Hell yeah.
That was a great, Black Panther was a great movie. And I had a friend of mine who was like, they killed Killmonger. And I was like, it's a comic book. He's coming back. Don't worry.
He's going to come back. He's going to be all right. Or even if he doesn't.
No, Black Panther threw him into the ocean. Namor is going to resurrect him. It's going to be fine.
Oh, that's true. Comic books, they always bring back the enemy because they are the most interesting character of the whole comic. I mean, you need conflict, right?
You need conflict.
Well, I was going to say, all look the same. Only thing that's new is like they're doing these, the Nike Adapts where like they kind of like Back to the Future where they tie the shoelaces tie themselves.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's no shoelaces. Adapt. So it just like squeezes on your foot like vroom, vroom, vroom. Like that. So like the Artie McFlys.
What? Yeah, yeah.
And so they took the man.
How do they
do
that?
Oh, they put like a little machine gadget in the sneaker and you press the button on the side and it tightens just like the Marty McFlys in Back to the Future. So the designer,
I
want to get his name right.
This is a case of science fiction doing something and a scientist going, did you want that? We could do that. It's sort of like in Star Trek when you walk on the plate and the doors open automatically at the grocery store. And there were scientists who were like, we could do that.
We could totally do this. We could just put the thing, we put the marker and it opens up. Yeah, Tinker Hartfield. So he is the designer.
His name is Tinker Hartfield?
Yeah, Tinker Hartfield. He is the designer of the Retro Fours, which is my fucking favorite sneaker of all time.
Okay.
All time. Retro Fours, the Nike Jordan Retro Fours. And he has designed the shoeless sneaker like Marty McFly where the Nike Adapts, where they tighten around your shoe. And they're highly expensive. The first couple ones were like kind of kinks, and I remember my brother got them. I didn't buy them, but he got them. I think they went for like $400-$500 retail.
Okay.
And they were, you know, they're still working the kinks out, and now they're like practically everywhere. But I guess I'm just still a little old school with them. Like I still like the laces. I like the look wearing the laces out and everything. Okay.
How do you lace your shoes?
When they come stock, I just loosen them. I just loosen them on the sides, and I have the little tail ends on the lace hanging on the side of the sneaker, so it looks like it has bangs.
Okay, so I tried to look them up. So they're Jordan 4 Retro.
No, so they're the
do me a favor.
Yes.
That you can share it if you want.
Oh, I would love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, because then I
will
can
share
see,
my screen with
share
you.
My screen, and then I will be able to see exactly what the hell we're talking about.
Okay.
And then
here
when
we
I
go.
Release this video, other people can see what we're talking about.
All right. So we are in here. Welcome to Nori Davis Screen. So the Nike
that's
Adapt,
your desktop.
Automax. Right? Those are the Automax right here.
Automax.
And boom, there they go.
With the
orange. These are sneakers. Yeah, the orange ones right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this website right here, you would not buy from because this is bootleg.
Okay.
It has no reviews. Exactly. Don't go to sneakerhead.com. But this is $450.95. They have these sizes, and this is where something you would send your money, and good luck if you would get it.
Right. You may or may not receive it, but they will definitely take your money.
Exactly. For sure. So these are the Max came out.
But they're different colors. You could get them in different colors. So there's
different
not just colorways. There's not just one colorway.
Exactly. And you know and these are the grandfather of them all, the Marty McFlys.
Oh, and they call them the Marty McFlys?
From Back to the Future. They're called the Nike Air Max, but I call them the Marty McFlys. You know, they're from Back to the Future 2.
Yeah. Yes.
And these are the Nike Adapt Automax.
They're
Air
just
Mag
called
is,
Automax.
Yeah, the Air Mags are just ones that they're the grandfather of it, and they're beautiful. And will I ever be able to afford them? I think if we can look, let's see what they're going for. I think these are the ones that are going for
like $5,000 or something.
Probably even much more. $60,000. There you go.
No, there you
60,
go. Now we have an example.
Oh, StockX. Now, StockX is a great one where I do go for where you can see the market and the resale price. I feel like I'm a auto trader. Hey, do I got five? Do I have seven? Do I have 35? I'm not plugging.
Ask.
Right? I'm not exactly. So I'm not plugging StockX, but this is a great app to where you can see the price and the market value on, not the black market, but the resale value. So somebody's saying like, look, I'll lowest ass, give me 60 grand. And the highest bid is like, man, I'll give you 45,000, motherfucker. Like, I'm not going an extra 60.
Yeah, you, that 15 grand, I'm going to pay my rent for like 3 months. How about that?
Or maybe just live for a couple years. I can just live
for years. Yes.
Like, if, I mean, I'm doing cool, but if 60K was in my bank account, like, I'm chilling. Or even 45. Like,
45? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have 45 grand in cash, you're doing great.
You're doing great. Just fine. Yeah. Look at this. So, Jackie, right here, a size 9 is going 100K. A size 7 is 200K because, like, that's my size.
Right.
A little, I'm an 8. So, if I had a 7, I would squeeze my big-ass foot in there and
would
be like,
you?
Look what I got. I do have two pairs. I have the Mars Blackman Retro Force. Right here. Yeah.
Yep.
The Mars Blackman. I have these in a size 6.5. And let me tell you, it's just so
cool.
Have the little Spike Lee icon right there. I just love that so much.
Oh, is that what that is? Can you zoom in on that?
Yes, I can.
What is Spike Lee's logo?
Excuse me. I said, why would I print it? No, sorry. Wrong command.
Wrong command.
Here we go. Boom. That is Spike Lee right there from Do the Right Thing.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, he is with his eyeballs.
Mars Blackman. Yeah, so I have those. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I have them in a size 7. And I remember wearing them to one show, and my feet fucking hurt.
Yeah.
After that gig, they hurt, but they're beautiful. So you know, anyway,
they have on. Okay, wait a minute. That's size 4, though.
So this is a size. I mean, what do you mean size 4? These are the Retro 4s.
Yeah, there's. This is. I looked up my shoe, on your.
Oh, nice, so on StockX.
Yeah, on StockX, and they have them.
Those are the Venom ones.
No, these are the. Captain
I mean, not
Marvel.
Venom. Captain Marvel. All right, so how much are they going for?
They don't have them. No, everybody's keeping them. Well,
there
wait.
You go.
The last sale was $170, but absolutely not available.
Exactly. Yeah. That is a sneaker if it's like for fandom and Comic-Con. Definitely keep them. Like even I kept my Venom ones.
Yeah.
So size 11 is 60K. So that's the big guys. And like if you're a size 13, that's like a basketball player, 250K. So that person's smart. But yeah, these are OG grandpa Nike Air Max that just lace themselves. No shoelaces. Like they just, you just press a button and they go, voo, 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 and you press the minus button and they go, voo, voo, they
wait,
un,
I need
they
to
unlace.
See, like, can I see the top down? Will it rotate for me?
Let's see.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
that's the Nike Max.
So the
right there.
So they don't have shoelaces.
Nope.
They just
have straps.
You press the button and the straps just tighten. That's
you got
the whole thing. Okay.
That's the whole thing. And then so same thing with these, the Nike Adapts. This
Time
website
out.
Is spam.
Fair enough.
Let's see.
I'm so sorry for your computer.
No.
I hope there's no virus.
Hope it's good.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's like a little.
So they're mostly in storage now, right? So there are a couple of pairs you travel with that you're like, what if I need an emergency pair of awesome shoes?
Oh,
what
are right you there in my trunk.
Right. What are you traveling with right now? Because you're at your parents' house.
Okay. So I'm at my parents' house. So what I'm traveling with is my Nike Travis Scott's.
Oh, you're going to show
Jordan,
us that.
Jordan 1's right here. Boom.
Oh.
These are beautiful. Come on in. There you go. See now I got these.
Is that suede?
Yes, it's suede. The Nike's backwards and the rapper is Travis Scott. He did a very good design. I do like collaborations with rappers or anybody, or even one day I get to the chance to make your own sneaker and be out there. So yeah, they range from $1,500 to $3,300.
Okay.
I got them for a cool $700. So
okay. Oh, that's a deal.
So when I see prices like that, I'm like, yeah, all right. This is my stock market.
right. This is the thing that you're like, I will figure out, I will pay this off. This will be
fine
if I don't have $700 on me. Yeah.
So let's go the retro AJ1s, the classic the classic breads.
I like those blue ones, the AJKO highs. Whatever that was.
Wait, where they go? Where they go? I'm sorry.
No worries.
Here they go. Air Jordan 1s. These right here. These are classics. I have these in the trunk of my car. These are a whole bunch of colorways that...
that they'll do. But the original one was solid red.
Now, Stadium Goods is basically... This is another website to where like you can buy resale. And, and then you can also turn in your sneakers and they can give you the value for them. But it's always like down. It's not... It has to be like good condition. Yeah. Again, like I said, I keep my shit. Let's see. So I have those in there, and I also have a pair of, like I told you, my Retro 4s, red and black. Where they go? There they go. They're going for $310 right now. I got those retail. Awesome. I have two pairs of these. These are my favorite fucking sneakers. I love these.
Are they just super comfortable, or are they just super hot looking?
Both.
Okay.
They all just fit my foot perfectly, and they just beautiful. And I had childhood memories with them playing ball until they all fell apart. And
I was going to say, yeah, here's the next question. Do you play basketball still?
No.
Okay.
But I do have a basketball in my trunk just in case anybody wants some of these jump shots. But
just play horse.
Last time I played horse was like in the pool with my brother. Like he has a pool. Not bragging. I'm just saying like that was fun. But yeah, I do. Every black person does have a basketball in the back of their trunk. You just never know. You just never know.
Nori Davis, you guys, speaking for a lot of people today, and it's NoreDavis at Nori Davis on Twitter and Instagram. He has a new comedy album that he did on Zoom with Blonde Medicine called Live from the Comedy Trap House, which is available now and forever. So get on it.
Thank you, Jackie. And so, thank you. I appreciate that. And let me see what else is in my trunk. I have a lot in there. I have the Air. So now the Air Max, if I could spell it right, the Air Max. Oh yeah. The Cameo. Now I have these, the Cameo Dunks are in my trunk. I just love this colorway.
Okay.
And, right here with the red.
It's orange and green.
Yeah. It's like orange and it's the camo. It's the Army Fatigue, colorway. Yeah. It's beautiful. That's definitely in the trunk of my car. Have another exclusive one is the Virgils. The Virgil Air Jordans. Let's see. Come on up, baby.
What is Air Force One? Are there Air Force One Jordans?
That Not Air sense. Force One. Air Jordans. I'm saying Air Force. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I was like, I want there to be shoes that kind of are reminiscent of a jet.
And these are right here. I have these.
Whoa,
I love these. Yeah.
Blue and white. Those are hard to keep clean, but how pretty are those?
They're beautiful. I bought these for my second appearance on Conan.
Okay.
I remember like, you know how much you get paid for Conan. I was just like, yeah, I can get these. I can afford these. I'm gonna write it off as it's
paid. Sure.
And so yeah, I got them for I think $9.50.
Okay, that's a deal since they're going for $2,200 right now.
Look at that, right? And they look just like this. I keep them clean, and I have the red tag. And so there's a
Red
tag is the Virgil it's his signature design where he puts this tag on a sneaker to show that that's his signature design right there.
You might trip over that though. Look how long that is.
No. It stays on just like
stays on. Okay, all right.
I have his other design right here.
Yeah.
Where like I keep it here.
Yeah.
And then you just tuck it in here. And then
it in because I am a gazelle and I will trip over my like not even a.
This is his latest release, and his latest release. And what the thing about these, Jackie? These are for women.
Oh.
I have them
because you are strong in your sense of self.
That's right.
You can handle it. You can.
And especially sometimes women get the best shit. It's like I want that too.
I have that same attitude sometimes about men.
Right. I go through I remember going through Zara and I purchased I saw a dope ass Power Ranger shirt.
Yeah.
And it was like long, had like a little low V-neck, but it had holes on it. Like it was retro. Yeah. Of course I fucking bought it. And I still, oh no, I don't have it. My ex fucking took it. She stole it. But anyway, I advise everybody to shop through the men and women section, man. Don't let gender define who you are.
Exactly. Wear whatever grabs you. Because, exactly. And I was talking to Jason Weeps about this yesterday, which is because he's a watch guy. Mm. He collects watches. And he also has, I mean, they're under $70, but he has nice shoes. And then he, it was watches and it was wallets. That's right. We were talking briefly.
That's awesome.
Because I have a brother who judges men by their wallets, which of course that isn't okay. That's just what doesn't have anything to do with you, though. He doesn't enjoy a Velcro wallet. And Jason Weems was like, that is a little weird when you're like, let me get this.
I think that's just, I mean, I think my last wallet, probably like a kid, teenage, was the Velcro one. It was like a Ninja Turtle Velcro wallet I had.
Do you carry a wallet now?
No, I carry one of those card holders, and cash I just keep in my pocket.
Yeah. Okay. So
I don't do the wallet thing.
Might be numbered. The same with the watch, but because Andy, my fella, he has a consistent sort of rap about how men don't get good accessories. There's just not enough. They're like, you guys get jewelry, you get all these things.
That's true.
Yeah, and
that's true.
So,
I agree with that. Like, I walk into the women's section, I'm like, you guys have all the dope shit. Right. We're starting to bring back this pouch now, which is kind of like a man purse.
Oh, I do have that kind of thing.
The fanny pack, yeah, you wear across your shoulder and your chest. I do have that. I do like that. And but yeah, the wallet is dying out. For me, it was always too bulky. You know.
Yeah, you're trying to sit down.
Yeah, and if you lose that thing, it's a wrap. So I'm just trying to, like, I spread out all my cards in my pants.
You're just like, that's why cargo shorts might come back. We don't
what?
Know.
Man, no, shit, army pants are in. Buy army pants.
Army pants are in.
Hell yeah.
Good to know, because then you can really spread out your card collection.
That's what I do.
So we're coming up on the last 10 minutes here.
Oh, so dope talking to you, Jackie.
Yeah, this is super fun, all right? Talk to me briefly about what's coming out next. Are there things that are announced that haven't been released yet that sound interesting? Like, who's the newest? Is there been a big, oh my gosh, Beyonce's going to design a shoe or whatever? Like, wouldn't it be...
Right? Yeah. Wow. No, go ahead. Continue.
Do any women have any women design shoes?
Yes. Oh, man. There's these pair of goddamn fucking... I forgot her name. I'm going to pull it up right now.
I'm going to grab my coffee.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh my lord, yes, I want these so bad. So let me share the screen with you. I have these in my sights.
Catch me up. I just pulled out my headphones.
No, you're good. You're good. All right, so I just got them. So I'm going to share my screen with you. And these right here. Yes, these are
the, wait, do they not
the
match
Jordan 1 Mid Fearless Melanie. And it's Sani. I think I'm saying it's Sani. I hope I'm saying her last name right. If I'm not, I apologize, nerds. And that's me too.
Right.
These are beautiful. This is designed by a woman in New York City, and she killed this. And there's like look at that. There's a watch. Look, your homie with the watch,
what?
He would love these.
There's
this
a
is
watch
where him
on
and
the,
get together.
The,
yes.
On the toe.
Exactly. Oh, a gold watch on the toe.
I want these.
Right?
These are like $1,100. I don't want these, but I want these. And then wait a minute. Are they different colors? Like, one's orange and one's green?
Yeah.
Tell me that
this
they're
one's
different
orange.
Colors.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, this one's
like
green
the right
and blue.
Ones?
And so the left one is right and green, blue and green, and the right one is orange and red and pink. And there's a pink sole and black and white. It's beautiful. And these these are women, these are sneakers for women.
Yeah.
They get the best shit.
Oh my god! I'm
telling
so
you,
cool.
Yes,
that's so cool.
You are the best. Women forever.
That. I would wear that.
Here you go. Let me give you a. Here's the watch. This is a closer look at it right here.
Oh, and I love a watch. I haven't been able to. My watch battery broke. And,
that's her.
That is her. That's
she's
that lady.
She's a famous designer in New York,
and she can crouch.
She is great.
Looks like her knees are good. Yeah.
Yep. Knees are all good. Nice leather pants. They're the kicks right there. She designed them. And this is an interview. I'm trying to get the close up. And this is a signature pose of when you have your own, and you bend them right there. And,
oh, yeah?
And the watch has kind of given her a little bit of lift right there, which is perfect.
Is that the superhero pose for sneakers? Is the
yes, it is. Bam. Look at that. And that's the watch.
It's just a me watch. Now, how is the watch, I wonder? Is the watch like a Seiko? What are we looking at?
I think it's just display. I don't think it's actually.
Hopefully it works, but it's just like just kind of a normal. Like it doesn't have to. I mean, I could see someone going, that's great. I'm going to want a Rolex on it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, could you go to your island with your throne of boys and get out of my face? Anyway. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, this watch doesn't work at all. It's just a medallion.
It's
just a medallion on the bottom of the sneaker right there.
You know what?
It's beautiful.
That might be the image. That might be the image for the episode, quite honestly, because that is so fucking cool. Except for that you don't have these. I should probably let it be
I'm staring at them, and shit, after this episode, I might fucking do it. I don't know. They are worth the resale price. They're worth it. These are beautiful. These are a beautiful piece of art. And that's the thing. And that's what I like about collaborations, because just like what we do, Jackie, stand-up is art, man. It's all art will save us all. So
yeah, it keeps us sane and can teach us and all the things.
It gives us love and empathy and creativity. It will save us all.
And brighten a day. So here's where we're at, though. We're at 56. I'm talking with Nori Davis, you guys. It has been a delight having you on the program. Everyone, find at Nori Davis, N-O-R-E. Davis. And the new album is called Live from the Comedy Trap House, which I have to listen to because you did it on Zoom.
Yeah, I did it on Zoom, but it's out there on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, whatever you listen to music at. And you'll like it, Jake, because if you want to go out there and do stand-up, your fans will pull up to your Zoom and like they are there for that show. And I feel and felt the same energy as like performing on stage.
That's awesome, because I do the Zoom shows. I just I think what I was worried about was the audio quality. But I think if it was being done
good
technologically remotely by someone like Dominic Del Bene, who probably cares.
Exactly. And the people care too. So and what's great, you get this wave effect of when you hear it of like, because people are in their rooms by themselves. So when that one person laughs and another person's like, yeah, that is funny. Then they laugh a little bit harder. And then that person laughs. So you get this wave of laughs and you just have to, I just let them sit there and then you do the next joke. And they all sound like they all sound like Terminators. Like, like you're making a whole bunch of, the texture of a person's laugh on Zoom is just fascinating and beautiful to me. So I just want to capture that. It's like a time capsule piece.
Yeah, I admire you so much for doing it and having the guts to do it and all those things.
That means a lot from you.
That's it's so cool. Everybody, find the things. Use your disposable income wisely.
Yes.
And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?